New Zealand Initiative economist Eric Crampton says payouts should be on a sliding scale, pegged to what competing countries are doing. For example, if Chinese steel started out dirtier per tonne than New Zealand's but got cleaner over time, the support would be phased out.
If the company in New Zealand is able to reduce their own emissions and you penalise them for doing that by giving them fewer credits, that mutes their incentives. Scaling it instead by how emissions change overseas gets the incentives right.
Change might be coming, but what kind is not clear. Revenue and Climate Change Minister Simon Watts says the scheme is important to keep heavy emitting exporters cost competitive, but the government wants to make sure it has the right incentives. He says announcements are expected this year.